The cello faculty, Ellie Laura, is a member of the Venerable Esterhazy Quartet here at the University of Missouri School of Music. She's also assistant professor of cello in the School of Music. It's Ellie Laura. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are nearing the end of your first full school year at the University of Missouri. I know it's an expectation of various faculty that you will do a recital at some point. Is it one per year or one per semester?
Generally one per year. Some of the perhaps more ambitious faculty try to do more than one. I think Peter, in fact, did both semesters. He did a recital, so.
And the Peter that she mentions is Peter Miyamoto, who will join Ellie Laura on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage this Friday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. She's been here for almost two semesters. It's time for her faculty recital. What's on the program for this Friday's performance?
So we'll be beginning the program with one of Beethoven's sonatas. This is the one in G minor, Opus 5, number 2. So it's a relatively early work, but very dramatic. It begins actually with a, as I was saying, very dramatic introduction, kind of somewhat hearkening back to French overture style, very heavily dotted rhythms, and some kind of much more bold harmonies than you would necessarily find in the classical period. So you can definitely hear him pushing the envelope a little bit in that direction, moving toward the romantic style. Then we'll be playing the Robert Schumann Fantasiestücke, originally written as a piece for piano and clarinet, but often performed as well with cello instead of the clarinet. So that'll be the first half. And for the second half, I'm very excited about this. We'll be playing Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time. And for that, we'll be joined by violin professor Julie Rosenfeld, one of my fellow colleagues in the Esterhazy Quartet, as well as our clarinet professor, Dr. Wes Warnhoff. So very excited to be performing that piece. It's actually my first time doing the piece. It's something I've been wanting to play for many years now. And incidentally, it's also Peter Miyamoto's first time playing the work. So both of us, it was sort of on our list of things we absolutely wanted to hit at some point in our musical lives. He was, as soon as I asked him if he wanted to play it, he said, he was very excited about that. And the other two have actually played it before, but they were both very enthusiastic about joining for the project as well. So,
listeners are likely quite familiar with the output of Ludwig von Beethoven. We know what a Beethoven sonata sounds like. We know what a Schumann duet sounds like. Listeners may not be as familiar with the work of Olivier Messiaen.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. My French is also not great, so.
Titles are always interesting to me because it seems like during the classical and even in the Romantic era, they were just straight ahead. It was a symphony number 2, or it was a sonata number 14.
Sure.
And then we get into the late Romantic era in the 20th century, and you have works with names like Quartet for the End of Time.
Right.
What's the backstory behind this piece?
Well, it's pretty deep, actually. Well, for one, even the context under which the piece was composed is a pretty good story. The piece was written in 1941, I should say. So during World War II, Messiaen was kept as a French soldier when Germany had invaded France. And so he was in one of the camps, Stalag 7, I believe, was the name of it. And so he was a prisoner of war in a war camp. Thankfully, he had some guards who were actually very supportive of sort of musical activity. One guard in particular set him up with some paper, some manuscript paper, and pencils and erasers so he could actually compose while he was there. So this work was actually composed while he was a prisoner of war in a German camp in World War II.
Show up this Friday at Whitmore Recital Hall. Ellie Laura, the cellist, we'll be joined on stage by pianist Peter Miyamoto, violinist Julie Rosenfeld, and clarinetist Wesley Warnhoff for a work by Olivier Messiaen that translates to a quartet for the end of time. There's also work on the program from Robert Schumann and Ludwig von Beethoven. The School of Music has more details about that event. Their website is music.missouri.edu. Assistant Professor of Cello in the MU School of Music, Ellie Laura. Thanks for making some time to drop by.
Thank you again for having me.